男性の本
Lesson 9 Forgetting Forgetting retention loss refers to apparent loss of information already encoded and stored in an individual's long-term memory. It is a spontaneous or gradual process in which old memories are unable to be recalled from memory storage. Why do we forget? There are two simple answers to this question. First, the memory has disappeared. It is no longer available. Second, the memory is still stored in the memory system, but for some reasons, it cannot be retrieved. These two answers summarize the main theories of forgetting developed by psychologists. The first answer is more likely to be applied to forgetting in short-term memory, the second to forgetting in long-term memory. The main theories of forgetting are as follows. Trace decay theory. This explanation of forgetting in short-term memory assumes that memories leave a trace in the brain. A trace is some form of physical and/or chemical change in the nervous system. Trace decay theory states that forgetting occurs as a result of the automatic decay or fading of the memory trace. Trace decay theory focuses on time and the limited duration of short-term memory. Displacement theory. Displacement theory provides a very simple explanation of forgetting. When STM is full, new information displaces or pushes out old information and takes its place. The old information which is displaced is forgotten in STM. Interference theory. Interference theory states that forgetting occurs because memories interfere with and disrupt one another. In other words, forgetting occurs because of interference from other memories. Retrieval failure theory. Retrieval failure is where the information is in long-term memory but cannot be accessed. Such information is said to be available, that is, it is still stored but not accessible, that is, it cannot be retrieved. It cannot be accessed because the retrieval cues are not present. Apart from the above theories, there are four major reasons why people forget. 1. Retrieval failure. Have you ever felt like a piece of information has just vanished from your memory? Or maybe you know that it's there, but you can't find it. The inability to retrieve a memory is one of the most common causes of forgetting. 2. Interference. Some memories compete and interfere with other memories. When information is very similar to other information that was previously stored in memory, interference is more likely to occur. 3. Failure to store. Sometimes losing information has less to do with forgetting and more to do with the fact that it never made it into long-term memory in the first place. Encoding failures sometimes prevent information from entering long-term memory. 4. Motivated forgetting. Sometimes we may actively work to forget memories, especially those of traumatic or disturbing events or experiences. The two basic forms of motivated forgetting are suppression, a conscious form of forgetting, and repression, an unconscious form of forgetting. Some other causes of forgetfulness are lack of sleep. Not getting enough sleep is perhaps the greatest unappreciated cause of memory slips. Too little restful sleep can also lead to mood changes and anxiety, which in turn contribute to problems with memory. Medications. Tranquilizers, antidepressants, some blood pressure drugs, and other medications can affect memory, usually by causing sedation or confusion. That can make it difficult to pay close attention to new things. Underactive thyroid. A faltering thyroid can affect memory as well as disturb sleep and cause depression, both of which contribute to memory slips. A simple blood test can tell if your thyroid is doing its job properly. Alcohol. Drinking alcohol can interfere with short-term memory even after the effect of alcohol has worn off. Stress and anxiety. Anything that makes it harder to concentrate and lock in new information and skills can lead to memory problems. Stress and anxiety fill the bill. Both can interfere with attention and block the formation of new memories or the retrieval of old ones. Depression. Common signs of depression include a stifling sadness, lack of drive, and lessening of pleasure in things you ordinarily enjoy. Forgetfulness can also be a sign of depression or a consequence of it.